The Artificial Horizon, Collected Verse 1958-2003, by Clive James. Thoughts on Feeling Carbon Dated. No moons are left to see the other side of. Curved surfaces betray once secret centres. Those plagues were measles the Egyptians died of. A certain note of disillusion enters. Where Empson starting now, no doubt exists, that now no doubt exists about space-time's impetuosity, his pithy gists would still stun, but no more so than his rhymes. Physics has dished its prefix meta. Science, first having put black shoes and a blue suit on, controls the world's supply of mental giants. A Goethe now would lack words to loathe Newton. It's 40 years since James Joyce named the quark. Now nobody's nonplussed to hear light rays get sucked down holes so fast they show up dark. Nor would the converse of that news amaze. It all gets out of reach as it grows clear. What we once failed to grasp, but still were thrilled with, left us for someone else, from whom we hear assurances about the awe they're filled with. One night in Cambridge, Empson read to us. He offered us some crisps and seemed delighted so many young should still want to discuss why science once got laymen so excited. A Valediction for Philip Larkin. You never travelled much, but now you have. Into the land whose brochures you liked least, that drear Bulgaria beyond the grave, where wonders have definitively ceased, ranked as a dead loss even in the East. Friends will remember until their turn comes what they were doing when the news came through. I landed in Nairobi with eardrums cracked by the flight from Kichwa Tembo. You had gone, I soon learned, on safari too. Learned soon but too late, since no telephone yet rings in the wild country where we'd been. No media penetration. On one's own, one wakes up and unzips the morning scene outside one's tent and always finds it green. Green hills of Africa, wrote Hemingway. Omitting a preliminary thee, he made the phrase more difficult to say, the hills, however, easier to see, their verdure specified initially. 50 years on, the place still packs a thrill. Several reserves of greenery survive, and now mankind may look but must not kill. Some animals might even stay alive, surrounded by attentive four-wheel drive, Toyotas full of tourists who shoot rolls of colour film off in the cheetah's face, while she sleeps in the grass or gravely strolls with bloody cheeks back from the breathless chase, alone except for half the human race. But we patrolled a less well-beaten trail. Making a movie, we possessed the clout to shove off up Green Hill and down Green Dale and put our personal safety in some doubt by opening the door and getting out. Thus I descended on the day you died and had myself filmed failing to get killed. A large male lion left me petrified, but well alone and foolishly fulfilled, feeling weak-kneed but calling it strong-willed. Silk brushed with honey in the hot noon light, his inside leg was colonized by flies. I made a mental note, though wet with fright. As his mouth might have done off me, my eyes tore pieces off him to metabolize. In point of fact, I swallowed Kenya whole, a mill choked by a plenitude of grist. Like anabolic steroids for the soul, every reagent was a catalyst. So much to take in sent me round the twist. I saw Kilimanjaro like the wall of heaven going straight up for 3 miles. The Mara River was a music hall, with tickled hippos rolling in the aisles. I threw